Welcome, welcome, welcome into Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger. What a show we have for you this week. We are back. We are back. We took a few weeks off, but we have returned in the Prep Sports Weekly Replay podcast. I apologize for being gone the last few weeks or so, but we are back and we'll be giving you podcast every single week, probably multiple over the next few weeks to try to get back on track. But we'll be giving you a podcast every single week throughout the high school sports season, starting today, throughout the rest of the sports season, which concludes in June. But today, we'll be recapping the state cross-country championships that were held in Wisconsin Rapids a few weeks ago, where we had Clintonville, New London, and Hortonville athletes competing. And we'll stop by and meet with Hortonville Boys Soccer as our team of the week. This is podcast number 59 is bringing us to you every single week from now on throughout the high school sports season as part of our sports coverage for the New London Hortonville Press Star and the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspaper. You can find this podcast on newlondonpressstar.com or clintonvilletribunegazette.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. Go ahead and subscribe to Prep Sports Weekly Replay on any of your podcast apps. It'll go straight to your phone on Friday night. Generally post these, then you put them on social media on Saturday morning. This week's show is brought to you by Klein Automotive Clintonville. It's really, really real. Non-commissioned product specials get paid on your satisfaction, not pound to sell the vehicle for. See their expanded inventory at KleinAuto.com. Klein, real people, real value. But we will start with the state cross-country championships held in Wisconsin Rapids, and we will start with Hortonville's Jake Krause. He finished in 63rd place in the WIAA Division I state cross-country championships, and he finished 63rd place and after his race. I met with him and asked him some questions.
It was a hard course. That's the biggest thing I'd say. They're about what I should have. I mean, obviously, I'd always like to do better, but yeah, I did pretty good.
How does it feel to end your season here at State?
I think it's a good way to end my season.
Okay, and then obviously raining a little bit. I guess that could have too much effect, I don't think, but what do you think? Is it affecting you?
Compared to the snow at sectionals,
yeah, I can imagine.
It's not so bad.
Yeah. Obviously, I didn't talk to you after the last one. How did it feel to actually qualify for state?
It was a little bit bittersweet because I knew our team was, we were good enough to go, but just in the wrong sectional, it didn't really, couldn't happen. So it's cool to go by myself, but I'd wish that I could have come with.
Next, we'll meet with Clintonville's Jesse Wilson. He won the sectional race, but he finished in 121st place in the WIA Division II State Cross Country Championships, and I asked him a few questions as well after his performance.
The crowd is really electric today, and I don't think I had that good of a race.
How much difference is it without the rest of your teammates here in the race, too?
The warm-ups is a lot harder, and it's not as fun before the race and after the race.
You said you didn't like your performance. What do you think was the difference between this week and last week?
The hills were, I wasn't expecting the hills to get it out of you this week.
What were your expectations for yourself going into this race?
I wanted to get top 20, but did not turn out like that.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
This crowd is huge and really fun. Good experience.
Also competing in that race was New London Boys Cross Country. They competed at state as a team, and they finished in 15th place. And we will start in order of when I talk to these players. So I'll talk with Matt Tobia first. Here is Matt Tobia, who finished in 111th place.
Oh my gosh, where do I begin? This race for state, I didn't think I was going to go do too well. But because throughout the season, I was coming in and being our fifth and sixth runners. But this race, I think I came in third for our team. But this race, I ran out of my mind. It's my last official high school cross country race. So I just said, I'll go all out. So, which I did, but I don't know what my time was, but I'm feeling it was pretty good.
Yeah. What were kind of expectations going into this race?
Expectations, personally, I didn't really have any. I was just going to run my race. Coming in, on the bus, getting into the parking lot for state, I'm just thinking it's an ordinary race. Just kind of run it. But today, as soon as the race, or the gun went off for our race, it went through my mind to, hey, I'm gonna go get this, try and get as high as a place that we can. Our goal as a team was to beat Freedom, but I don't think we did that today. We had a couple of our guys kind of go off par, but what can you do? It's state, so everyone goes hard, gets a little bit of anxiety attack, but oh well.
And then how's it feel to end obviously your last race here in state?
Oh, it feels great. As soon as we heard at sectionals that we were going to state, I was stoked. So
yeah.
I'll be a little heart-ached a little later today, but not right now. A little too happy.
All right, anything else you want to add?
Overall, the season went pretty well. We had our ups and downs, but I love our team, so that's it.
Next, we met with Max Krause, finishing 72nd place for the Bulldogs.
It was definitely a hard course, but with the adrenaline and everybody running, it's definitely a faster one. There's just so many thoughts going through your head. Your last race, the state, and so many people around you. It's just insane.
What's this experience been like for you getting into the state cross-country meet?
It's been pretty tough, actually. You know, running is a lot of just work. The more you work at it, the more you succeed. So there's been so many hours of practice that I've done for all the years of running. And all that has just led up to this moment, so it feels pretty good.
How does it feel to have your team here with you at state this year?
It feels awesome. It's just a really big team sport, and people don't really realize that, but it's such a better experience when you have all your buddies here with you.
New London's Logan Heimbrook, he finished in 145th place.
It was crazy. It's my first state race. I thought I could do better, but it's fun.
What are some of your expectations going into this race?
I don't know, just try to be the number five guy on the team. Yeah.
Yeah, and then obviously since it's your first time here, what was the experience been like for you?
Really fun. Yeah, about it.
Jeff Smolinski placed 127th.
I thought the hills were really the part of the race that where you needed to control the hills and make sure you got up and down them efficiently, or else if you went too hard or too slow, you lost easy places that you could make up somewhere else. And
now, what were your kind of expectations for the team in this race?
Our coach told us to run our own race and not go out too hard on the first mile, because if you did, you would just be like out of the race pretty much, because you would just be out of breath. Those hills take a lot out of you. And for me, 520 was my first mile. That's usually where I hang out most of the time, but once I got about halfway through, my stomach just did not want to cooperate, and I was out of the race at that point. I didn't feel good the rest of it.
And how awesome is it for you guys to end your season here at State as a team?
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Last year, I didn't even compete in sectionals. I was an alternate. And then to actually compete in sectionals and then go to state the very next season is just beyond me. I could never ask for anything more.
Yeah, anything else you want to add?
My teammates are really good teammates, and I had an excellent season this year compared to last year. 1930s average last year, and my average this year was 1820.
Awesome.
So.
New London's Caden Rebrock finished 147th place.
It didn't go quite as well as I was hoping it would, but it's still a very nice course, and I was glad to be here.
Yeah. So how did it feel for you, obviously, finish out your season here at State?
It's really cool to come here. You don't get to come here very often, and it's just awesome to be here.
What were kind of some of your expectations for yourself going into this race?
I was kind of hoping to get around 17:30s and try and get ahead of most of the Freedom kids, but it didn't quite go as I planned, and a little closer to 19 minutes, but at least we made it here.
And leading the pack for the Bulldogs was Noah Schiedermeyer. He finished in 10th place overall.
I thought that would be an easy race. Like, last year I felt really good.
Yeah, it gets stuck.
Probably the easiest race I ever ran was state last year. I don't know why. I just felt, maybe it's the adrenaline. Maybe it's all the bread that I ate. Maybe it was the fact that it was, like, snowing right before.
Yeah, you're better in the snow, right?
Yeah. And, I don't know, it was not that easy. I felt really painful the whole time, but I had a 13-second PR, I think. 13-second PR. And, I'm pretty happy about that, but I got just just below being on like the podium or whatever. So,
what were some of your expectations going into this race for yourself?
I didn't really know how good I was gonna do. So, yep. I don't know. But I would have really liked to have gotten a medal. That's all. But I didn't.
That's all right. And then obviously...
Yeah, I still did good.
Yeah. And how does it feel this year? Obviously, last year you were in state, but this year you have your team with you.
It's a good feeling. I don't know. It's exciting. I mean, it's basically the same because they all warmed up with me last year. They all, yeah. Everything the same last year, except for they just didn't run with me. And, obviously we weren't running together, so, like, during the race it was just same. I didn't have Riley Volkman from Seymour. He wasn't here this year. He's who I ran with last year, so I tried to run with... Do you know who the guy in purple was who got third last at sectionals? Well, I tried to run with him, but then I got ahead of him like really quickly, and then I didn't see him for the rest of the race. So anyway, that's... Yeah.
And lastly for the Bulldogs, Gavin Hutchinson, he finished in 150th place. And I made a mistake. I thought I had interviewed every single person on the cross-country team that day. I look back, and obviously I did not. I did not talk with Gavin. I totally thought I did. I thought I wrote down every name that I talked to, and I thought he was one of them. Unfortunately, I only talked to six. I was running around getting interviews from all three schools, and that's my mistake. So I apologize for that, Gavin. Unfortunately, I wish I would have had talked to you, but that's the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes I screw up, and this is one of those times, so I apologize for that. But we finish off with New London Girls Cross Country, where Ty Effecto, she finished in 76th place on the day with the last race of the day at the Cross Country Championships. And it starts out with someone telling me how important I am, so I'm going to keep that in there.
The media is way more important than her brother.
Exactly. Let's get your thoughts on the race today.
The weather turned out pretty well. I was kind of concerned that it was going to be rainy and cold, but it's actually pretty warm. The hills are killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An action shot.
I don't know. That's... I died.
Yeah. Well, you're still here. What were you kind of expecting going to this race?
I was expecting a pretty quick first mile, which I got out, and I knew that the third mile was going to be pretty slow, and it ended up being really slow, a lot slower than I actually expected. But, I mean, Coach had expectations to be top 40, and I didn't really make that, but that's okay. I mean, I made it here, so that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, what's this experience been like for you, obviously, finishing your season here at State?
Crazy. I definitely didn't expect to be here at the beginning of the season. It was kind of a joke that I was making with my team about, oh, what if I made it? And I really had no expectations to make it at all. But it was really cool to finish out the senior season here, so...
Is it different at all? Just like obviously running by yourself without standing a team there?
Yeah, I was talking to Coach before the race, and I just kept telling him how weird it felt to be by myself. I was really wishing my team was with me. Yeah. I had one of my teammates warm up with me, which is really nice. That was really helpful, but I really would have loved to be racing as a team because it's so much different, and it's like all the attention on me, and I don't really like that. So it's really cool to have the team here, though, supporting.
Congrats to all of the state cross-country runners. That was fantastic. Shout out to Jake Krause, Jesse Wilson, Matt Dubia, Max Krause, Logan Heimbrook, Jess Walensky, Caden Rebrock, Noah Schiedermeyer, Gavin Hutchinson, and Ty Effecto. Fantastic job, all you guys. Awesome. Made it to state. It's a great way to end the season. And that's how we're going to end the high school sports season for the fall sports. We still have plenty of Team of the Week segments from the fall sports teams that have not been aired that will be coming throughout the next several weeks, but we turn the page to the winter sports season now as basketball season has started and wrestling's coming up soon, hockey as well. And I think before we get to our Team of the Week, just to let you guys know, there's a few signing days for Hortonville the last few days. Eric Barnett, he signed to wrestle for the Wisconsin Badgers, so that was fantastic. He did that on Friday night. I was there, so I'm sure I'll have a story on that at some point, and you'll have him on the podcast as well. Also, Jason Jennerjohn from the Hortonville baseball team, he's going to be signing his national letter of intent on Monday, November 19th. He will be there at Hortonville High School signing his national letter of intent to play baseball for Eastern Illinois, so a fantastic job for both of you guys signing a national letter of intent to play college and sports you play, so that's fantastic. But we close out this week with
Hortonville Boys Soccer as our team of the week. Met with them a few weeks ago. Went fantastic. Here is Hortonville Boys Soccer as our team of the week.
And we're here with Hortonville Boys Soccer as our team of the week. We ask five athletes five questions. We start with Bryce Richardson. This one comes from Dylan Fox on Instagram. He says, why didn't you drink tea at HOCO? if you don't drink tea, you're not officially a Tea Time member.
All right, so I'm not really a huge tea drinker. I was kind of feeling a little bit of a soda, a little bit of a Sprite there before homecoming. You know, didn't want all that tea residue left in my mouth for the rest of the meal. So still wanted to engage in the tea talk, but just didn't really feel the tea that night.
Makes sense. Favorite food?
My favorite food is chocolate. I am definitely a fan of dark milk and white chocolate, just all chocolate in general.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Funniest teammate on Hortonville Boys Soccer?
I'll give it to Sam Vicciolo. You know, cracked some nice jokes at practice. Always goes around making funny business with people. Just makes it a good atmosphere.
Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
Mrs. Breaker would have to be my favorite teacher. She's nice and lets us be independent and independently learn, but also helps us forward our projects in her class. And I have her for a school-run business, Portland Enterprise, and I'm definitely just a fan of how that class is run.
And plans at high school, what do you
want
to do?
I want to go to college for aeronautical engineering. Not entirely sure on the college yet, but have it narrowed down to Purdue, Washington, and University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Next up, we're here with Sam Vicciolo. This one comes from Dylan Fox on Instagram. What sound do you make when you slurp tea?
I guess the sound that I make is kind of like...
That's pretty good.
That's the sound that I make when I slurp tea. Thanks, Dylan.
Fantastic. Favorite team to watch at Hortonville High School?
What was that?
Favorite team to watch at Hortonville High School?
Like for all the other sports,
yeah.
I guess? Okay. My favorite team, I'd say probably the football team, just because I really like going to football games. I getting to spend time with some of my friends in the stands, and to be quite honest with you, during the soccer season, we don't get a chance to watch many other sports, so I'd say football games are my favorite games to watch.
Are they going to win on Friday?
We'll go with a solid maybe.
Okay,
we'll
go with a maybe. Best soccer memory? Any age, any time.
Oh, God. I think that... I guess I'll stick with high school. So my favorite memory from high school, I think was this year. I just really love all of the new members that we had, all of the freshmen, and I think that we all just kind of bonded as a team this year more than we have in the past. And I think that my favorite memory that we've had this year was when we, after school one day, during a half day, me and a couple of the other guys on the soccer team went to the mall and just hung out outside of the soccer environment and went to practice right afterwards, and we just got to really just get to know each other a lot better and become a lot better friends.
Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
I'd say my favorite teacher is definitely Mrs. Powell. She used to be my computers teacher before she became Dean of Students, and she's always just encouraged me no matter what her position was in the high school. And she has given me such great life advice and professionalism advice. And she's really just encouraged me to shoot for my dreams. And yeah.
And plans after high school?
My plans after high school, I want to attend a four-year university. I'm not sure quite which university yet. I have applied to a few and intend to apply to a few more. But I want to go into business and marketing.
Bryce said you're the funniest teammate. Tell me a joke. Make me laugh.
See, my jokes aren't really jokes. They're more making fun of everyone else, which is pretty funny. But I guess one joke that I'm pretty known for is why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
I don't know why.
Because it got stuck in a crack.
Ah, that's pretty good. Next up here with Owen Engel. This one also comes in from Dylan Fox on Instagram. Could have a scandal here. What did you get for number one in AP Physics?
Ooh, I think I got around 95, somewhere around there for kilograms.
He said, what did you get for number one? Sounds like he's asking for an answer.
Yeah, I got about 95 kilograms, I think.
Okay, gotcha. I thought you were going to say percentage, never mind.
Yeah, 95 kilograms on the first one, I believe.
Awesome. Sounds like he's cheating on something. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie. It's just a classic, especially me being a hockey player. I gotta go with Miracle.
Oh, sure.
Just a great movie and great motivation kind of thing.
What should we know? What's one thing we should know about your coach? And he's not gonna listen to this. So you can say whatever you want.
I'm gonna go with the nice things. I'm gonna say he's a great coach. He pushes all of us, and he's just an overall great human being.
Favorite teacher at Hartwell High School?
I go with Mrs. Delane. I've had her for math for 2 years now, and she's just a great person. She's real chill, and I just enjoy having her as a teacher.
Plans at high school?
I plan to attend Fordham University for engineering. Don't really know exactly where I want to go yet, but I got it narrowed down to three to five places I want to go.
Next up here with Ian Hoyer, what did you learn at school today?
Honestly?
Or did you not learn anything?
I didn't really pay attention.
That's all right. favorite music we have to listen to?
I listen to every music except country. I'm not a fan of country, but otherwise hip-hop or rap.
Any superstitions you do before games?
No, not really. I just do whatever our warm-ups are and then play.
I feel like we do, but we just don't think
about it. Favorite teacher at Hartwell High School?
I'm going to go with Mr. Van Handel. I've had him for like 2 months now, and he's like the coolest teacher at school. So.
And plans at high school, what do you want to do?
I still have 2 years, so I'm not fully aware of what I want to do yet, but I like science. I like the science field, so I might think of doing that or keep playing soccer. So that's my plan.
And we finish off with Austin Breitbach. Bucket list item, what's one thing you want to do before you die?
Before I die, I have to skydive.
Yeah.
Skydiving sounds so much fun, just so risky, and you're all the way up on top of the world. It's got to be so cool.
Favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show, it's gotta be The Office.
Favorite character?
Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight is amazing.
What do you enjoy most of being in the Hortonville soccer team?
I just love the people on it, you know? They're all so nice. We almost never argue on the fields. And everyone just loves making jokes about each other all practice long. And during games, we talk, we have fun. It's a lot of fun. I don't know.
Favorite teacher at Hortonville High School?
It's got to be Mr. Weinberg. Mr. Weinberg, I've had him for 3 semesters straight. He's a funny guy. He uses his own experience and his own stories in class to basically teach us, and they're all hilarious.
Plans at high school, what do you want to do?
I know I want to attend a four-year college, but only being a junior, I'm not sure quite where yet and quite what I want to be. I'm kind of leaning towards dentistry, but not 100% sure.
Team of the Week is sponsored by Nicolet Coffee. Fresh as the Northwoods, start your day with Nicolet. You can check them out online at nicoletcoffee.com. And that will wrap it up for us this week. Make sure you're subscribing to the New London Hortonville Press Star or the Clintonville Tribune Gazette newspapers, or go out and get yourselves a digital subscription. Thank you guys for listening to another edition of Prep Sports Weekly Replay. My name is Eric Bookinger, and I'll probably talk to you later this week.